So we talk girls tennis. They've had a good start to their season. Good run at Hayes last Thursday, and then they had split varsity yesterday. They went to Hoisington and also to Liberal, and so they had some good success at both of those spots there. We're going to talk with the number one doubles team that went to Hoisington yesterday and ended up with a second place finish overall there in that tournament there, as we talk with Madison Roberts. She's going to be the first to take the headset. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good.
All right. Well, you're a couple meets into the season here. A second place finish yesterday for you. How'd you feel like things went for you overall?
Overall, I think they went pretty good. I definitely know of some things I need to improve on and just like work on. But overall, for just both me and my partner, I think we did very well.
Do you notice a big difference for you from meet one to meet two?
Yeah, I would just say getting in the rhythm and just finding like your groove is pretty much all you need to do.
And, you know, it's you guys lose to a very good Central Plains doubles team, but what was the biggest takeaway from yesterday?
Just to, like, I don't know, be more prepared for those better teams and to just focus on, like, individual things for me, and that's just what I took away from that.
You and Datum have been playing together for a couple meets already, and how do you feel like that you guys are able to work with each other so far? How do you think that's going?
I think we're working pretty well. Like, again, it's just the start of the season, so I think we have a long ways to go, but I think we're really compatible with each other, and we're going to have a good season.
All right. You had about a week till your next meet here, and just the season goes pretty fast. I know it has to, especially just being the second time around.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's something you'd like to see maybe in the next meet especially?
I guess just improvement for myself because I know what I want to work on and just to hopefully get some more wins and hopefully, yeah, keep on progressing through the season.
All right, hopefully that works out for you. Junior, Madison Roberts joining us here. Thanks again for joining me. Congratulations yesterday and good luck to you coming up here the rest of this year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Madison Roberts joining us here. And we will also talk with their teammate here at Junior, Tatum Wells. They were second place yesterday in the tournament at Hoisington. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Yesterday, second place. Were you happy with you and your teammates' performance together?
Yeah, I feel like we played really hard and aggressive. We definitely have a few things we need to work on. But, yeah, I feel like we played pretty good.
And I know you've been through tennis for quite a while already. You've played probably singles a little bit before, haven't you?
Yeah, I played a few matches. Well,
what's it like maybe? What is maybe the mindset you've had to change over your years of tennis from going from singles and now to doubles?
Just really communication is definitely a biggest one for me. Just communicating with my partner, like seeing what she needs to do, seeing what I need to work on.
All right, yeah, and you know, what's second meet here, you've had a pretty good run so far, and where do you think that you've been the strongest at so far?
I think my returns, my serve returns have been pretty strong. I need to work at being more aggressive at the net, stuff like that.
Do you like playing that right at the net there?
I'm getting to like it better, yeah, the more I get used to it.
A little bit more fast pace there?
Yeah.
Imagine so. Yeah, you got to be really on alert at all times there. But as you look ahead here, you have a little bit of time off, and then you go to Phillipsburg next Tuesday, I believe it is, and then you're going to move pretty quickly through that season. Is it tough to really work on improving significantly as fast as the season goes sometimes?
Yeah, I wish the season was a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep your groove throughout the whole year and then the summer also, so you have to pick back up.
All right. Once again, Junior Tatum Wells joining us here. Thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up here in your next meet.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Tatum Wells joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware girls tennis team. They were in third place yesterday at the tournament in Hoisington, and they were second in Liberal, in case you're wondering there. And we've got all those that information, the complete results for Scott City up on our website at WesternKansasNews.com. And now we get to talk with head coach Cheryl Kacharik here. And coach, boy, it's been a hot week here. And You get another meet, couple meets this week. Tomorrow going to be another scorcher out there. But it looked like, you know, yesterday your team did pretty good both places considering how warm it was outside.
They did. I'm pleased with everybody. You know, all of us have to get out there and play no matter, you know, every team. So and we've been practicing in the heat, and so hopefully they're getting acclimated to that. But, yeah, I was pleased. We split everybody up, and Madison and Tatum stepped up and played ones. Were their first meet, they played twos. And so then we had our single. We had Jimena and Haley. We split them up and had Haley play singles and number one singles, and she plays second in the liberal meet. So it was just let him play a little different positions, and so that was good.
Yeah, it's a good experience as well there. And, you know, able to split up your varsity, that means you had to bring some other players up as well. And it looks like, you know, some of those that have been starting the year on JV really had a good day yesterday.
They did. You know, Allison and Callie ended up playing doubles, and they placed second at, you know, there. And so that was good experience. You know, the record for Taylor and Jaden didn't look as well, but Coach Jansen took those girls and said, you know, they were in every match that they played, so that's good too, and it should be encouraging to those girls that they can step up and play that next level.
And I know you're a couple weeks in here, but I mean, this is just big for you guys with a lot of new faces, especially on varsity, and probably a lot of the next tier really pushing to work their way on the varsity. And it's good to get them some experience against some other varsity teams.
Yeah, it is. And it's hard to believe that next week on Saturday, we have two meets. We go to Phillipsburg, and then on Saturday, we'll take off and take the varsity to a Smoky Valley, and we'll be halfway through our season. We've got regionals in a month, so
and that's wild that it goes fast. Boom, you're 3 weeks in and you're halfway through the season.
That's right. And tomorrow, all of us are anxiously awaiting. They're going to announce where we'll be going for regionals, so we'll finally find that out.
All right, yeah. Hopefully, it's not nowhere too far and so forth. And yeah, you also find out your classification as well, won't you?
That's correct.
All right. Well, you mentioned yesterday, of course, splitting there. You guys have another. It's a JV meet at home tomorrow, but it's going to be hosted by Greeley County, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be kind of nice, though, to play another, have some of your kids play at home again.
Yeah, we'll have six playing here at home, and then again we'll have six heading to Waukini. So we'll have 12 girls playing again tomorrow, both JV there. So it'll be some good competition, I'm sure.
And then next Tuesday you take the varsity up to Phillipsburg, and that'll be good to see some of those teams up north there, and who knows how it's going to work out for regionals, but just to get some good, some different competition, I guess you could say, again.
It is. I mean, we should see Norton, Phillipsburg, and Concordia. So that's the only meet that we see Norton and Concordia, so it's always good to go up there.
All right. Well, I just hard to believe how fast the season's going already. And yeah, varsity's two meets in, and they will be, you mentioned, in about 10 days from now, they'll be halfway through the season. But it's always fun. And once again, Coach Cheryl Karcharik joining us here as talked Scott City Girls Tennis here. They're off to a good start here this year. And also, thanks again for the time here, Coach. And good luck to you guys over the next week here.
All right. Thank you, Adam.